Only
violent.
Sanitation. Corresponding. A, B, C. Oh, was by Chesterfield. Dissatisfied.
Oh, Lord.
That's just in case some lovely is walking by. Hello, everybody. Thank you, Tony Marvin. This is Arthur Godfrey down in the hills of Virginia again once more. And what a lovely place, except that it's cloudy and rainy and moist today. But we've got no gripe coming after that lovely, beautiful weekend. Stay. And the man says it's going to clear away and be cool and comfortable tonight and tomorrow anyhow. So it's all right. The holiday weekend is out of the way. We got a microphone open outdoors. You're liable to hear most anything in it this morning, as well as birds singing, if any. The folks are out there butchering broilers to put away in the freeze box for the winter. Every now and then you may hear some anguished shout, I don't know. But I suppose you're going around in a kind of a weakened condition, trying to recover from your falls, as they say down here. I've been here for 48 hours, so I was talking again like I do when I'm home. In most cases, it wasn't the fourth, of course. It was the fifth, as we said the other day. But I'm down here in Virginia on the farm with all the little Godfreys in the studio in New York. And it's an amazing thing, you know. It's an amazing thing. The number of times I've come down here and made that quick change from city to country, I never quite get used to it. Listen to the birds. Listen. You also hear some children in the background, I think, too. Can you hear the birds?
Yeah, sure can, officer.
Oh, there's a crow back there. Something off of John Reed King's program, I guess. I wish I could get that thrush to sing for you. He's been singing all morning. He's got the most beautiful song. But anyway, as I was saying, I never quite get used to this quick change coming down here from city to country, you know. Around New York, there's always so many people. And you got to go around impressing them all the time, and them impressing you. Honest, I swear, it's more like an impressing business than radio. Once in a while, you get clean, too. But I come down here to the farm, and outside of my family, and we gave up trying to impress one another a long time ago. The only people you meet are animals. Cows, steers, chickens, horses. And you know, if I don't watch myself, I go right ahead like I do in New York and put on my hand-painted necktie just to go gather the eggs. And of course, going back to the city, I got to be very careful. Lots of times I get into an elevator in the CBS building at 485, and the elevator's full of vice presidents. And if I'm not careful, you know, instead of saying, "Excuse me, gentlemen, would you mind moving over and making room for me?" Instead of that, I often go in with that old horse harangue that I used in his stable, you know. "Get over there, you know, get over there." The time you slap old Doc Stanton on his rump like that once or twice, he's going to be joining a new network, so I have to be very careful. But this is the Chesterfield show, as you've gathered. Chesterfield cigarettes. My, I can go into ecstasies about them and often do. Especially when the sponsor is listening. But today I'm going to postpone it for a minute because I heard Jeanette Davis rehearsing a song a while ago that I want to do a whistling chorus of with her. Now, there's a sentence, if ever you heard one. I ask your teacher the next time you see her, what's the rule about putting two prepositions together, will you? I heard her rehearse, I want to do a whistling chorus of with her. You know, let me see how that goes. Let's have a few hard eggs here, Jeanette, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. She came back with Chesterfields, saying Arthur Godfrey says they're okay. So whether we want to or not, we got to smoke Chesterfields in our house. That's the way to do it, kids. If they send you to the store for cigarettes, make sure you buy a carton of Chesterfields. And you tell them I said like this, a good smoking begins with good tobaccos. And Chesterfields are made of the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. The way Chesterfield blends and cross-blends these world's best tobaccos brings out the best qualities of each. Golly, they've been at it for years and years and years and years, and they know what they're doing. And the sum total of smoke and pleasure is yours in Chesterfield's all-important ABCs, the things you hear us say all the time. A, always milder. B, better tasting. Shut up, Bird, will you? I'm in a commercial. C, cooler smoking. If I wanted that son of a gun to sing, he would say nothing. Anyway, always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking. Is he giving me the raspberry? Listen to that. That's a catbird. Listen to him. Can you hear him? That's a catbird. He's the nearest thing to a mockingbird when it comes to a pretty song. Well, anyhow, you buy your Chesterfields by the carton, will you? And you'll be happy, and we'll be extremely happy. Hey, you know all the stuff in the papers about the flying discs that people have been seeing? I don't know what they're putting into the liquor these days or whatever it is, but people all over the country are seeing discs flying around. And they range in size, according to reports, from the kind of saucers that you'd see under a coffee cup to great big things, as big as a battleship. One fellow reported in the news this morning that he saw one go scooting by at 1,200 miles an hour with an American flag on it. That's a fact. That was in the news this morning. Of course, he never stopped to think that he couldn't tell what that was on the thing. If it was going by at 1,200 miles an hour in the first place, he'd never even see it. But anyhow, they're having a great deal of fun, and I've got the solution. I know exactly what those discs are. You can now relax and quit worrying about it. They are those records that Archie and I made. People bought them, played them, and they're firing them out the window, stealing them. I'm sure that's what it's all about. I got a tune here that I'd like to do for you that Archie and I have been working on this morning. The boys and Jeanette are all up in New York, you know. I'm down here on the farm, and we're going to try to get together with this new tune. There's a record out of this tune that was made by the Delta Rhythm Boys that's out of this world. But it's a cute tune, and I'd like to try it for you. Let's go, Archie. You see how much that was worth. What we got out of it was a hint from Tony. And he only did that because he better had. Look, there was an amazing story in the paper about a young ex-sailor named Arthur E. Fuss, Jr. Arthur E. Fuss, F-U-S-S, just like when you make a fuss. He was graduated from Adelpha College in Garden City, Long Island. He had the highest honors. And the amazing part of the story is he's the only male student in a class of 269 women. Fancy that, the only guy among all 300 gals, and he took time to study. An ex-sailor, too. How the Navy has changed. Boy, we never did things like that when I was in it. Somebody walked in on Archie while he was taking a shower the other day, but it was all right. He had his clothes on. The Chesterfield's in his pocket, though. That reminds me, Archie, how about you and the boys rendering us a little ditty here with your instrument? B-R-E-S-N-A-H-A-N. Bresnahan? No, you don't do that. How do you say it? Brennan? That's probably it. Anyway, she lives at Osgood Street in Ward Hill, Massachusetts. That's outside of Boston. You folks up there in Boston and W-E-E-I, of course, know about Carl Moore. Yeah, you and the rest of the country might like to know that this Carl Moore is a very, very famous radio character around Boston. He's on WEEI about as often each day as I'm on WCBS in New York. And he really holds sway up there. He's the leading character. Carl Moore is his name. So this postcard says, "Dear Arthur, my daughter, 3 years old, recognizes quite a few radio programs, the most noted of which are Kate Smith, Cal Moo," that is Carl Moore, "and Awful Godfrey." I thank you, my dear little miss. I thank you. I've been called worse than that. Did you see that cartoon side glances? And the gal sitting there peeling spuds and a salesman calls on her? No, it isn't. It's her husband coming home. I guess he's a salesman. And he's battered and torn and weary, and he's got his sample case in his hand and his hat on the back of her head, and she's sitting there peeling spuds in a chair on the front porch. And she says, "Well, it's been a trying day for me, too. Something dreadful happening on every one of my favorite programs. But here is something that's very nice to happen on this show. Last Friday night was the first of our new series of Talent Scout shows that's going to be on Friday night hereafter, beginning the 4th of July. And the winner of this show this time was a lad from way down south in WDBO, Orlando, Florida. he had won the contest down there that they had locally, and he came up to New York, and he beat out, he nosed out a quartet we had there. What was the name of that quartet? I've forgotten now, but they were very, very good. And he nosed them out in the Talent Scout show Friday night. He's a tenor. He has a very beautiful voice, and he sang a very, very difficult number to win. And we're going to ask him to sing it again for you today. This is his big prize, you know, as having won that show. He gets a week's engagement, 3-day engagement, on the Chesterfield show with us. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, to sing Giannina Mia, Dick Akin.
In my gondola, love, let us glide o'er the drowsy blue lagoon and float on the yellow tide where sleep or dreaming moon. I'll fetch on a crown you let on from the gold and light shimmering bay and the silvery pond from the dripping oar. I will stand in your hand. Oh, I adore you, Giannina mia.
Yacht Basin, City Island, New York, on board the yacht Tonga, T-O-N-G-A. That's Bob Trout's boat. He says, I attended your CBS broadcast show June 18th at 11 o'clock through the kindness of Mr. and Mrs. Bob Trout. Remember, you passed us Sunday the 15th as you were about to enter the sail races out there while we were aboard the Tonga. Yes, I remember very well. By the way, we got your picture that day under sail. Yes, I have a copy of one, and it's beautiful. The reason for my writing is to say the power of suggestion sure does work. After hearing your broadcast that morning, I walked out of the CBS studio, around the corner to a drugstore, put my change on the counter, and said a package of Chesterfields, please, after having smoked another brand for months. Believe me when I say I didn't realize I had asked for Chesterfields until I started to open the package. Mrs. Robert Trout can verify this, as I met her an hour later to have lunch and told her about it, and I thought this little episode would let you know that it pays to advertise. I thank you very much, Mrs. Raymond E. Johnson. I'm going to send your letter to Mr. Chesterfield himself. I'm sure he'll be pleased to have that. Well, now that you started on the Chesterfield, you stay with them. They'll never let you down. They're milder, they're better tasting, they're cooler smoking, and they satisfy every single time. You'll love your Chesterfield. And remember, for God's free sake, buy them by the carton, will you? Thank you. Now we got a gang sitting over there in the corner behind Jeanette Davis. A bunch of ex-sailors called the Mariners who have a tune for you that they're going to dedicate to this business of seeing discs and saucers floating through the air these days. It's called Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel turning way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel turning way in the middle of the air. A big wheel run by snake and a little wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel, little wheel turning way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel turning way in the middle of the air. You read about Samson Prosper, way in the middle of the air. A charming man who lived on earth, way in the middle of the air. Now way back down in ancient times, way in the middle of the air. He flew the clouds of Philistine, way in the middle of the air. Oh, Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel turning, way in the middle of the air. Oh, Satan wears a silver shoe, way in the middle of the air. If you don't mind, he's living on you, way in the middle of the air. I've struck a block from Satan's wall, way in the middle of the air. I heard him stumble and a thorn fall, way in the middle of the air. Oh, Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel turning, way in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel, way up in the middle of the air. Ezekiel saw the wheel turning, way in the middle of the air. The big wheel run by snake, and the little wheel run by the grace of God. A wheel in a wheel turning, way in the middle of the air.
To change keys on me 19 times that time. I was trying to play along with you. Ezekiel saw the wheel. I run out on the top there. For heaven's sake. Well, that was a very nice song, boys. Thanks a lot. Well, I'm afraid I gotta go now. I gotta go get a haircut. I have a wonderful barber shop down here. Their slogan is, if we can't make your face look better, we'll hide it for you. It's a very nice place. You take good care of yourselves, will you? Have a nice day. Some of you will see again tomorrow at the same time, be the good Lord willing. And the rest of you will see again Wednesday on the next Chesterfield show. Meantime, you buy a carton of Chesterfields today, will you? And by Wednesday, you will be a confirmed Chesterfield smoker. Till then, Isaac Godfrey says bye-bye from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.